Evening. We'll go ahead and get started at 6 o'clock. Today is Monday, November 18th, 2019. My name is Ken Thompson. I'm the chairman of the Duplin County Board of County Commissioners. I would ask respectfully that our assistant county manager, Mr. George Futrell, lead us in prayer this evening. You can all stand.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for another day of life and opportunity that you've given each of us to do the things that you've called us to do. And we pray now, dear Lord, that you would bless this present assembly. Illuminate our minds that the decisions that will be made here tonight by the commissioners would be to the benefit of Duplin County. Thank you for all who work in this vineyard, and we pray your blessings upon our county. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Does anyone on the board have anything to add to the consent agenda? And have each of you had a chance to review it?
I do not have anything to add.
I do not.
Okay. Mr. Prinsley?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if it pleases the board, I would like to respectfully request to add the scheduling of a public hearing in accordance with the Duplin County Addressing and Road Naming Ordinance, and also a closed session in accordance with North Carolina General Statute 143-318-11A3 for legal purposes.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
It's been moved and properly seconded. We do so. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Do we have any public comments signed up for this evening?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Moving on. First up, we have on the agenda, we have members, I presume chiefs of the local fire departments from Chicopee. We have Chief Casey.
Correct.
You can come on up, all of you can, matter of fact. From Faison, we have Chief Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
From Potter's Hill, we have Chief Miller.
Not Michael Cherry.
Michael Cherry, Assistant Chief.
Yes, sir.
And from Tishy, we have Chief Williams.
Correct.
Yes.
Good evening. Assistant Chief Casey, sir.
Assistant Chief Casey, okay. Thank you very much for coming, gentlemen. You all are here to request a tax district referendum be put on the ballot, I believe, in May. Is that fair enough to say?
March.
March, I'm sorry, March. They've changed that, correct. Do any of you have anything to add in particular to that? And you don't, that's not a trick question, you can say no.
We appreciate your support and everything y'all do for us. We would appreciate this on the ballot.
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded. We approve a call for a referendum enabling the citizens living in Potter's Hill Fire District, Chicopee Fire District, Tishy Fire District, and Goshen Fire District to vote on a district fire tax with the vote scheduled to take place March 3rd, 2020, and adopt the resolution by the Duplin County Board of Commissioners for this call for the election of the Chicopee Fire District, Tishy, Goshen Fire, and Potter's Hill. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Matthew Barwick, our Emergency Services Deputy Director.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I stand before you tonight to present, first of all, just two items. First of all, Tier 2 grant funds that would be presented to our Duplin County Local Emergency Planning Committee in the amount of $1,000. This grant would be used to, for lack of better terms, drum up membership and support the membership in their endeavors. I'm requesting a budget amendment and your approval to execute these funds and use them as appropriate.
Okay, I entertain a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we accept the Tier 2 non-competitive grant funds in the amount of $1,000 and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. And the second item is of the same nature. The difference with it is also awarded to our local emergency planning committee. This grant would allow us to use funds in the amount up to $10,000 for hazardous materials emergency preparedness. This would fund a drill and the evaluation of that. It would be done by our local fire departments and other emergency responders, highway patrol, sheriff's department, emergency management, North Carolina, as well as local. And these funds would also be reimbursable 100% by the state, requesting a budget amendment for $9,850 to carry this out and your permission to execute that.
All right.
Okay, so move. You want to get a grant for $9,000?
Can I get a second?
Second.
That was tough. Been moving properly, second, that we approve to accept the hazardous material emergency preparedness grant funds in the amount of $9,850 and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Questions or comments? All in favor, go ahead.
I was looking at this. I'd like for you to explain to me how you have it designated as exercises, supplies and materials, consulting professional fees, printing and exercise participant identification. Explain that, please.
In previous years, we've done this same grant and essentially the same drill two other times. The first time was in the central portion of our county involving several fire departments here. The second one was up at the Butterball facility in the north end of the county. This one we had anticipated being at the House of Rayford facility down in the southern end of the county, just trying to move the exercise around and incorporate different responders in different areas. The funds go completely and entirely to a consulting firm that is approved by the local emergency planning committee of their choice and designation, and they carry out the entire drill, planning, all meeting, all documentation, and the evaluation of the drill and supplying the after-action document that's required for successful completion and reimbursement.
So they evaluate the exercise?
Yes, sir. The actions taken on scene by the responders, they give us basically a grade on how we did and things that we can do to improve ourselves.
Has this been like a every year situation?
It has up until last year when we had Hurricane Florence. They skipped the year because everyone in emergency management was tied up with recovery documentation. They weren't able to reward the grants. So this year they're coming back around for what would have been the third year in succession that we were awarded this.
Okay. Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, can we go ahead and handle the public hearing schedule?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to approve to schedule a public hearing on or about December 16 of this year at 6 p.m. to consider the naming of a lane at 190 Blue Newkirk Road in Magnolia, Edwin Cruz Lane, in accordance with the Duplin County Addressing and Road Naming Ordinance. I'm entertaining the motion. Anyone want
to do it?
There we go. There's one. Let's see if we can get another.
Second.
Been moved and properly seconded that we do so. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Do we have anything else, Mr. Brinson?
That's all, Mr. Chairman. I do have a few announcements. Christmas at Twilight will be held in downtown Wallace Saturday, November the 23rd from 4 to 8 p.m. The Candlelight Tour at Liberty Hall here in Kenyonville will be held on Friday and Saturday, December the 6th and 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. Reservations for that are required. And Beulahville will hold its annual Christmas parade on Saturday, December the 14th at 2 p.m. That's all the announcements I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So we have two matters for closed session, and one is legal and one is economic development. Is that, are those separate or those combined?
They are separate. I think we have handled the economic development matter. I still want to introduce the new economic development director to the board and give you a little bit of background on what we've been working on with this matter.
Okay. All right. So this time I will entertain a motion to go out of open session and into closed session.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we go out of open session into closed session in accordance with General Statute 143-318A. Legal, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, we're back in open session. I have before me a memorandum of understanding between the County Board of Commissioners and the Duplin County Board of Education. I'll entertain a motion to approve this memorandum of understanding. It is has not been approved or presented to the Board of Education, so obviously this would be contingent upon their approval as well, but I'd entertain a motion to for our end to approve it.
So moved.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the following memorandum of understanding, and I'll go ahead and read that onto the record. It says, memorandum of understanding between the Duplin County Board of County Commissioners and the Duplin County Board of Education. This memorandum of understanding made and entered into between the Duplin County Board of County Commissioners, herein referred to as the County Commissioners, and the Duplin County Board of Education, hereinafter referred to as the Education Board. Witness that. This memorandum of understanding is to confirm that the County Commissioners and Board of Education deem it to be of mutual interest to the citizens of Duplin County to undergo metal roof retrofits and replace HVAC systems, hereinafter known as the project, at the following public schools within the county: Rose Hill Magnolia Elementary, Wallace Elementary, Warsaw Elementary, North Duplin Elementary, Wallace Rose Hill High School, East Duplin High School. Now, therefore, for and in consideration of the mutual promises to each other as hereinafter set forth, the parties hereto do mutually agree as follows: contingent on receipt of funds as appropriated in the North Carolina General Assembly House Bill 966, and as discussed with Representative Jimmy Dixon during the joint meeting with the County Commissioners and the Board of Education on November 4th, 2019, the parties agree to fund the project in a preliminary estimated amount of $28,484,544. The parties are in agreement that it is the intent of the project to extend the life of each of the above referenced Duplin County schools by more than 10 years. Signed and dated by Kennedy Thompson this date, Brent Davis, on the date that they signed it. Brent is the chairman of the Board of Education. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 That motion carries. Do we have any other business? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn until
November.
December 6th. December 2nd. 6 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.